Hi guys, welcome back to the Otis Cast. It is your girl OT, you all know. This is the Otis Cast. If this is your first time on here, you're very welcome. And if this is not, thank you for always tuning in. I love you very, very much. You all are very much appreciated. So today, you guys, I want to say something. First of all, you guys should question me every time I say because my sister warned me. She listened to my podcast, an episode, and she was like, Kosato, you always say what is with you and this so I want to minimize it. I want to cut down on that. So that's on that. Today we are going to be talking about something very, very specific. But before I even enter that, let's pray to God. You guys, just do something. Initially, I was going to stop praying on this on every episode. That's why if you listen to my last episode or last episodes, I actually did not pray because I was like, who's going to listen to my prayer? What's the use? Like, I beg, let me just go and pray to God because nobody needs my prayer, that kind of thing. But I was like, what would I rather do if not pray? As in, what else am I gonna do if I don't pray? Please. So let's pray today. I want to thank God. You know, it's still the Easter holiday, but by the time you'll be listening to this, I don't think it will be Tuesday, but today is Monday actually. But so let's pray. God, thank you so much for this beautiful day. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. My listeners appreciate you and we love you. We want to say thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the blessings you've been flooding us with. Thank you. Lord, thank you for being our strength through thick and thin. Even when it was hard or when it is hard, you are there. You constantly remind us of your love. We say thank you. Thank you for sending your son to die for us, for giving your son up for us, even while we're yet sinners, to prove how much you love us, and you still do love us. Thank you very much. But I pray for my listeners. I pray that their family, them and their family, will be blessed in the name of Jesus. They will understand your love and they will bask in it in the name of Jesus. Everything that they set their hands to will flourish in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. But I also pray that every person that's going to listen to this episode, that they will pick one or two things from here and you will touch their hearts through this episode. For in Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. So you guys, okay, so you guys, there's something I want to talk about. Let's start. I just want people to know that this is not the first time I'm recording this episode. Like, I recorded an episode on Thursday, and you guys, I recorded two episodes and I deleted those two episodes. I don't know why. Don't ask me. But today we're going to be talking about something, and the title of this topic will be "Let God Work With You and In You as a Person." You see, let God work with you as aspects. I've experienced it. Let God work with you. In me, I'm still undergoing, you know, it's a constant day-to-day thing, so it's a lifelong thing. God working in me is a lifelong thing. But like, understanding that God needs to work with me and God is working with me and I need to do the same, it just came to light like this week. So let me tell you a story. This one is going to be very funny. Last week, I had exams, like, back-to-back. You guys just know that I had exams. 2 weeks ago, I had exams throughout the whole week, from Monday to Friday, back to back. I'm not talking about Monday, you write. Tuesday, you know, write. I'm talking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you write. Till Friday, you write. So I had only Sunday and Saturday. Saturday and Sunday to myself and, like, everything now. Then Monday again, we now continued with the exams. And this time around, we had classes and exams. So you have class, you have a class, and then you write the exam after. So everything was just overwhelming. Like, it was just crazy. As in, where are all these things coming from? Why am I doing exam? What's the use of this exam? What's the use of all these exams? I'm tired. I just want to leave. I want to go home. And then every time I go in the place of prayer, I would want to cry to God. You understand? But I'll be like, no, I can't cry to God. I will literally stop. If I'm listening to worship music, I'll stop the worship song or worship music and then just pray in the spirit, like pray in tongues. I want to cry even as I'm praying in tongues. That was when, like, I felt this constant urge in my spirit that God wanted me to cry, like cry to him. And God was just saying, Osatu, my baby girl, just cry to me, tell me what is happening. Do you understand? Not as if God does not know everything happening in our lives, but we need to let him in. Do you understand? He's not an intruder. God is a gentleman, that kind of thing. And then I was like, no, I'm not going to cry. Like, I can do this on my own. You guys, it was funny. I'm not even going to lie. I was like, no, I'm like, you know, that kind of, I'm a big girl and I can do this on my own, whatever, duh, daddy, leave me alone, that kind of thing. That was how it was, though. And God, every time I just pray, like, there's this constant urge, pinch in my spirit, so to tell me what is happening today. Let's forget about every other thing. Let it just be me and you. Let's talk. And I felt that God was telling me that. Do you understand? But I was like, no, I have to be perfect before I come before God. Like, I have to be perfect. I have to be very, very, very perfect. You know, I have to let all this weight go. I have to do this. You guys, God caught me. God caught me. So I was like, okay. Every day, I'll do it. Every day like that. Monday, we had the exams, everything. I wanted to cry. I said, no, I have to, you know, let go of this weight before I come to God. Tuesday, the same thing. Wednesday, same thing. Thursday, same thing. I was like, what is wrong with you, Sato? Like, you actually need to talk to God. You need to talk to God. And then that Thursday in the evening, I'll go there again. I'll go in the place of prayer and then I'll kneel down, I'll pray. But like, the tears won't come out and I'll be like, no, this is not what God wants. God does not want, like, God helps those who help themselves, who help themselves. So I have to help myself first. I have to figure out everything first. And God was just like, and I know God was just looking at me from up saying, look at this girl. God, what kind of human being is this? What kind of daughter have I given birth to like this? Like, that kind of thing. Jigged. So I was like, ah, God, oh, please, like, help me, but I can help myself. And Friday came again. Friday was the day. So Friday came now and we had this concert in our school, like the church had this concert, about chapel choir concert, called Dog Zag Zoo. Yeah. And then I think a guest minister came, and he had not ministered. It was another minister that, like, she's a choir leader also, I think. Yeah. So she ministered, and then I didn't even know the song too much. Like, you know, the songs she sang, I don't know them like that. They were all Christian songs, but I didn't know any of them. They were worship songs and all. I don't know any of them. Like, I didn't know any of them. But I stood up. God, like, I could just feel God surrounding, like, He was just there. He was everywhere. If I turn left, God is there. If I turn right, God is there. Sideways, front, back, God is there. So it was just like as if I was like sitting like on his lap, like I was on his thigh sitting. Like that was how it was for me. Like I was in a room with God, just me and God. And mind you, there were like thousands of people there. I don't know, exaggerate, like 100 or like 300 people there. So I was like, what is happening? So for you know, hot, you know, you have hot, all the tears. I cried. And when I cried, immediately I cried, I just got beautiful words from God. Like, you know, hey, see, yeah, sometimes I just used to think, what's the use of marriage? Just marry God. Like, you know, you have beautiful words. Please, I beg, I want to get married though. But I'm just saying this because this was how I felt that day. Like, they were so beautiful, encouraging, they were so pure. Like, you just know, holy and encouraging words. Like they were out of, even myself, they were not those English that I got, all those words, they were not anywhere in my diction, in any part of my head. But like, it just came out, and God was just like, girl, I love you so much. Like, I could just feel it. Not even feel it. Like, it was not even sensing. It was tangible. Do you understand? It was tangible. So, I understood. Like, I was like, yes. I was even saying, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I thought I needed to be perfect. Like, I was just talking to him. I was not speaking in tongues or kabashin or nothing like that. I just stood and I was quiet. I was crying. I was just saying, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And he was like, you should have come earlier. I've been chicken guys. It was beautiful. So with all this, I realized something. God taught me something that day. You don't need to be perfect. I mean, the Bible says, come. What did he say? You guys, I don't know the verse, but it says, come to me, all you who are tired and weary, and I'll give you rest. That is it. Like, come to me. You don't have to be perfect. And my friend likes to use this, Bible story about the woman that was close to, that sat down by the wayside, and she said there was something Jesus did that's so peculiar. Like, what Jesus did was, the woman was there, and then she had how many husbands? She was an adulteress, Abby, whatever they call it. I don't know the English, but that's it. Bashasha, she was an adulterous woman, and then God was like, do you see anybody around? She said no. Then I to myself will not condemn you. Go and sin no more. You can see that God accepted her first. She could not help herself. He had to help her. And then she came just as she was. Like, just go to God as you are. Do you understand? Just as you are. There is nothing. He's not looking for the perfect person. He's looking for someone that can, you know, talk to him and confide in him. Like, someone that can say, you know what, if something is going wrong, God first. I need to go and cry to him first because he's my dad. And Pastor Ira said this thing. He said that God is a responsible father, because it says so much about the father when a child, a toddler, because God sees us as children, all of us, no matter your age, I'm sorry for you. But God sees all of us God is not looking, he sees all of us as children. He's not looking at your age, yo. Even if you like be 100, you're still a child to God, because he remains our father, our heavenly father. And you know the role of a father in on earth here. So that's how it is. And he's not looking, he's not He's not looking for who's the strong. He does not want to be macho. If you want macho, go somewhere else. Go to the world. That's the world's standard. You know, the world will always tell you this. The world will always tell you, you have to figure your shit out before you have you can do this. You can do this. But God is like, you really don't have to. Like, you really don't have to. You have to come to me before you can even figure it out. It's the truth. Like, before you can figure it out, be it in your career, be it in relationship, be it in family, be it in friendships, be it anywhere, like anywhere, school, you don't have to figure anything out. You just have to come to me and then I'll help you. Cry to me, laugh to me, be happy if you're happy, be happy to me, like everything. Let me and you be in this journey called life. That's all God is asking. So most times people feel the world will say, you know, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to, you know, get things in place, but you don't. You just have to go to God just as you are. Just as you are. Pastor Ure said something. He said that I was saying something like, it says so much about the child. It says so much about the father. If a toddler keeps asking his dad for food, it means that man is irresponsible, and that's not who God is. God is a responsible father. He's a responsible dad. So when you meet him and you bring all your needs, he'll say, okay, how do we do this together? That's God for you. That was what I learned like this week. It was really beautiful. So anytime I go into this prayer, if he's to cry, if there's something bothering me, I will cry. Because who would I cry to? Who else am I going to cry to? You know, human beings, in as much as some of us, we can be so compassionate, we can be so, you know, empathic and all. There is no better empathizer. I think, if that is a word, there is nobody that is as empathic as God. Like, God is so, he's so there. As in, he's so there. In our sleeping, he's there. In our waking, he's there. Eating, he's there. Like, he does not slumber. He's there for us. He's like a bodyguard. Even bodyguards serve the sleep. He's like there. Jigget. So that is it. I learned a lot of things. Like, I learned that this week. That if you want to cry, just cry to God. You don't have to figure it all out. Let God walk with you on this journey called life. I'll be on this journey. I don't know what to call it, the English. But let God walk with you. Life is not easy. Life is not easy. But you know what? With God, everything is possible and is easy. Because if you are weak, he'll give you strength. If you're crying, if you don't have peace, if you're worried, he'll give you peace. If you're irritated, you can talk to him and then he'll just say, don't worry, calm down, we'll settle it together. We'll do this thing together. We'll fight this thing together. Like, it's a relationship thing, you get. So give God, like, God wants a relationship with you. Do you understand? God wants that kind of relationship with you. I always tell people this thing. I used to always tell people, me, I'm always preaching. I'm always a preacher of intimacy. Like, I'm always preaching, let God be with you. Love, love, love this, love, love, love that. But even myself, that I preach sometimes and I talk about how God's so loving, sometimes I need to experience it for myself. Do you understand? I need to experience it for myself because it's very, very important. Experience is kind of the best teacher. So I need to experience it for myself. And this was like the experience. As in, people don't understand. Like, I will say, let me go and pray like this. Your girl will kneel down. I want to cry and talk to God about every other thing. But no, I will swallow in the tears. I will say, I'm not praying, no. But I'm not crying for the God. That's not what God wants now. That's not what God is after now. God's not after my tears. He's after something else. Look at me. What are you? Like, I'm detecting what God wants. Hey, God, start to have mercy. God, you have mercy on. God, please have mercy on this, your daughter. Jiggets. Hey, God. Well, I just get to, you know, chip in something. I'm going to record one one episode like that, like a different episode, but you know, I just felt the need to say this out there and tell someone, if you're going through anything really difficult right now, I know it's cliche, it sounds very cliche, but you don't understand. Trust me, tested, I like saying this thing, tested and trusted. Like, just gonna cry. Cry. I'm not saying just cry anyhow. You know something? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit just saying something. You know something? Why do you think that every time when we cry to nobody, we just cry? We'll say cry and let the feelings out. We end up crying again. But when you cry to someone, when you cry to God, you know that someone is listening. So you're more relaxed after crying, because you know that after you've cried, you and him are going to do something about it. Like, he's going to work with you. He's going to do something about it. Do you understand? Like, imagine, just use orphans now as an example. Orphans, they don't have parents now. Now, when they now cry, they don't cry to anybody. Just imagine now, in the house, there's no mommy, there's no daddy. So when they're crying, they're just crying. The next day, I'm pretty sure they will cry again. They will cry again, and they will keep crying and crying and crying. Before you know, hardened heart. But if you cry to God, if you cry to God, trust me, girl. Trust me, but whether you're an orphan or not, if you cry to God, see, there is no better father, there is no better mother than God. In all honesty, there is no one than God, because God is actually going to do something about it. And I'm not trying to discredit our parents. Our parents obviously do things, like they have the power to do certain things, but God has the power to do all things. So when you cry to God, you see that if you cry to your parents now, daddy, I need, he'll give you something that he can give, he will do something about it within his powers. But God is too powerful. He does everything. So you guys, please, I urge you all to cry. If you want to cry, cry. Everything, let God work with you. Do you understand? And work with him too. You guys are in the same world together. He's not leaving you, no matter what. He's not leaving you. Do you understand? He's not leaving you. I just want you to know, no matter what, he's not leaving you. He is not, and he will not leave you. He just wants you to come as you are. Trust me. Come as you are. And let God work in you as a person. I'm still undergoing that process. Like, letting God change. You know, there are some things you just hold on to as a person. If it's like anything, just name it anger or hate or addiction or something. Me as a person, I have things I'm holding on to, and I've lived like that for like the past 20 years of my life. So I know that God has already told me, Osato, everything is a gradual process. So let's take it one step at a time. So yeah, I'm just in that process, and can be you too. If you just let him do that, it's painful, trust me. Sometimes you'll be like, God, but this thing is not how I used to do it. But he's like, but Sato, you know, it's going to make you better later. Let's just take this leap. Do you understand? Do you get what I'm saying? Good girl, okay, good girl. Like that kind of thing. You guys, it's sweet though. I'm telling you, it's sweet. Like, good girl, okay, let's go. Do you get? Just push you and do things. So please, let God work with you and in you. And please, don't do hard guy for God. God's not looking for hard guy. He's looking for someone safe. If anything, God is looking for someone that he can say, this person, okay, you're broken. I want to fix you. So that, you know why? If I fix you, nobody can boast that they were the ones that made you. Only me. And I made you. I fixed you everything. Like, everything is to the glory of God. Do you understand? So if anything, God wants you that you're broken. He does not want someone that is already fixed. And I'm not saying if God has worked on you and then you're good, you are not perfect. I'm not saying that if God has worked on you, you're you are aside, he's still working, he's continually working. And they say that, in fact, there's nobody in this life that does not have something, one thing that God is working them through. Like, God is working in them towards one certain thing, if you understand, and wants them to be better in every aspect. It's just a gradual process. So, my dear, if anything, God wants you that. You, the imperfect Osato, God wants you, Osato. God wants you, imperfect you, the one that is not perfect, and he wants to perfect you. Do you understand? So yeah, see the way I'm dropping bars. Hey, oh God. Hey, hey. Once I'm done, you guys, people should just calm down. See, am I worried, Osato? Don't worry. Once you leave this school, you'll be blue. This is your music thing, and this is your poet. Kenny, you will blow in it, I promise you. Anyways, that's the end of this episode. I hope you guys learned something and enjoyed this episode. I just hope and I pray you enjoy this episode, really. So I will be, by grace of God, Sato, I'll be releasing every episode, all my episodes, like new episodes on Tuesdays now. And then I said Thursdays. And then also, we are going to do some corrections right now. I know some people will be looking forward to Testimony Tuesdays and Thursdays. What did I say I'll be doing Thursdays? Not Thursdays. I said every day I'll be dishing out Yoruba phrases that I've learned. So I will stop that for now. At first, you know, I just started this thing, so I was really overwhelmed and excited. I didn't know that it would take so much work. And with the way everything is now, my department, I'm strangling them. They can't strangle me. Krista is in easy, that is in me, that is in that department. So my department, they are after their own lives, not mine. But we are going to, you know, figure things out, and we're going to take it one step at a time. I just need you guys to follow me in this journey. You get, just work with me. Get things will change. So Testimony Tuesdays have been cancelled, but gradually I'll incorporate them, God willing. And also the Yoruba words, I'll just be dishing out Yoruba words once in a while, anytime I please. So there's no every day be expecting a Yoruba word. Do you understand? There's no Yoruba word for today is no, there's nothing like that. I'll just be dishing, just like I said Emma Rory, that one, I've learned that one. So we're going to be doing it like that, freestyle, nothing like that. Gradually, we'll learn this Yoruba. Okay, so if you're asking, just because you're asking, so why are you learning Yoruba? It's because I'm preparing myself for the future where I'm going to marry that Yoruba man God has for me. He's a Yoruba man, I'm going to marry you guys, and there's nobody's going to do anything about that. Okay, okay. So well. We've come to the end of this episode. I'm so happy that it was a success. I thank God, Sha, that I was able to record you, and I'm posting. Osato, you are not going to delete anything. You're going to post this episode in the name of Jesus. Period. Because now I'll start listening and I'll now delete it. I hate that thing. I'm not even listening to it. I'm just going to dish it out to people as I so please. If you don't like it, please like it, comment, you know, send in your reviews. I do not mind what you think, what you feel about this, like your journey, everything. Just, you know, tell me. tell me. Okay, goodbye, guys. I love you all so much, and I'm so happy for every one of you. I don't know why, but I know that good things are coming your way in the name of Jesus. And I hope you find peace wherever you are right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you all for listening and always listening. Bye. Mwah.